word. The word tells us in Psalms, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous and wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has openly revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has graciously remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness to us as his children. At all the ends of the earth have witnessed the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Shout in jubilation and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to God with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and sound of the horn. Shout with joy before the King, the Lord. Let the sea thunder and roar at all things it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the mountains sing together for joy and delight." We don't want the rocks crying out for us, though, do we? Amen. "Before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth, and he'll judge the world with righteousness and the people with fairness." Stand to your feet this morning, and let's just lift your hands, hallelujah, to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, for he is worthy to be praised this morning. Just shake off all that stuff that's happened last week, or even this morning. Amen. You have come into the house of the Lord this morning to hear from him. And the word to you this morning, he tells us, "For I'm the author and finisher of your faith. Let my word be the compass of your life. Stand fast and sure on the word that is unmovable and will not change with the ups and downs of the way things go. You can rest assured that I am for you, and I will bring what I have spoken to you to completion. Do not ride the waves of doubt, but hunker down in my word, for it is a shield to those who believe." Hunker down in my word. I love that. That's not hunkering down out of fear, but that is letting the word cover you when the fiery darts of the enemy are trying to target you. Amen. It's like being on the battlefield and the guys are in the trenches hunkering down from enemy fire. That's what we do with the word. We get into the word and he hides us under the shadow of his wings. Amen. Covers us with his word and protects us. So don't ride the waves of doubt, but hunker down in the word of God. And as he leans into you, you can lean into him. Amen. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to come together as believers, to worship you in spirit and in truth, to hear from you in song, to hear from you through the word today. And I thank you that every person that enters this parking lot today, that has entered these doors, will not leave like they came in Jesus' name. But they hear a word from you today that will bring about change in their life, that will bear fruit that remains. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shirley, here you go. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Glory to God. I tell you what, this is an awesome day to be alive, isn't it? Amen. We've got friends here today, and I said people out of our past. That can be good and that can be bad, but this is good. Amen. All right. I'd just like you to just lift your hands and enter into the worship and the praise of God this morning as we magnify him today. Amen. All right, team. You know, she talked about crying out to the Lord. And that's not soft crying. That's just that's the kind of cry out. Yay, praise God. Anthems fill the skies with praise. All your mighty works display your glory. They tell of your glory.
We have seen all that you
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, it says we will cry out to you. Come on, lift your hands and just begin, you know, talking to the Lord this morning. You know, you're in His presence. You woke up in His presence this morning. And we have just come together to unite together in the name of Jesus. We praise you for your power, Lord. This is your day. This is your thing. This is your service. Hallelujah. We worship and magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. every chain. Break every chain.
I'll do that again. Break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Breaking chains in the name of Jesus. He didn't give us the Holy Ghost to have goop bumps and jump up and down and run around the church. Now that's okay if you want to do that, because I've done that before. But it's for the power, for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the power and the anointing to go out and do His business. Amen? Amen. Let's continue worshiping Him, please. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus, wonderful. He's the way, the truth, the life, the only way to God. Isn't the name of Jesus all we need?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. You know, we're going to get ready to take up the offering, and I want to share this. You know, you may be seated, and then we're going to do a song, and then. But I want to say that, talking about the power of the name of Jesus, but my children grew up, and the church, I've told this to the church before, but before we ever started New Life for the Nation, and we traveled and stuff, and on the road a lot, going to different churches and going different places, I would sleep, and Jerry would drive. And if he began to veer off that road, I'd wake up going, in the name of Jesus. I mean, it was just automatic. It just came out of my mouth. And I know, and I've got to tell you, everybody knows him, there's been a few times he's done that deliberately just to see if I'd do it. And then, nope, I'd be over there asleep, and he'd kind of swerve that car a little bit, and I'd go, in the name of Jesus. And you know, the thing is, it's just automatic. But the reason I share that was, you know, there was a young lady this last week that her car, she was driving her car, 18-year-old, it's Gail Dow's niece, that she was driving, and the car dropped off the edge, and she lost control. And the car ran into a semi, right? Or a FedEx truck. But anyway, this 18-year-old's, I just pray she's with the Lord right now. She is. But you know, Miriam, the same thing happened to Miriam. She was 16 and going to school. And going down that lane there, and the wheel of her car dropped off the side of the road. And her tire exploded. Well, there wasn't another car coming, but she ended up going down a drain and hit a wire off of a light pole, right? And that shot that car up in the air. And we don't know at what point she ended up getting thrown out of the car, which saved her life, even though she got a lot of damage. But what I'm saying is she said, Mama, when that car, I knew I had lost control of that car. She said, all I knew what you always said was Jesus. So see, the name of Jesus is enough. Somebody can be lost, and they can, you know, and if they're dying breath, they just say, Jesus. Don't you know that that makes everything right? And don't you know that they inherit everything that we inherit? Because they do? Out of the abundance of the heart, they began to speak, and they began to call on the name of Jesus. And it just brought back so many memories, Gail. It's sad in that situation, but I'm so thankful in the other situation. But as we take up, this is a regular church offering this morning, and we are so blessed to have you here, and we just, Lord, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for the abundance that you've poured out on all of us today. Father God, I thank you that our people prosper, and they're in health because their souls prosper. And I thank you, Lord God, that every need is met. Every need, super and abundantly above, beyond everything we could ever think or imagine. And everybody said, amen. Okay, thank you, ushers. You know, this next song that we want to do for the offering, I don't know. But, and I, like I said, some of you that are visitors are here today, but, you know, all my life I tried to be good. I mean, I didn't do drugs, I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't do anything like that, but I tried to be good. But you know, that's not enough. Did you know you can live, you can be a Christian and try to be good and still be under the weight of condemnation? I still never felt like I was ever good enough, never worthy enough, and I tried and tried, but all my life to be good. I married a good boy, we got married in the church, went into the ministry, and I was still trying to be good. And guess what? That condemnation. I knew I was going to heaven, but it was just a feeling of like, Well, you've got to do more. You've just got to do more. I got set free when I understood what redeemed meant. That means my past, my present, my future is under the blood of Jesus Christ. And I can wake up every day to His new mercies and His grace every day. Well, it seems like all I could see was the struggle. Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. Wondering how long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, child or son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You said, chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. Come on now, church. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains. I don't have to be the old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. 'Cause I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. Come on, church. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. Oh no, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. Why? I am redeemed. And I know this is where I go into that old hymn. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. Listen, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Come on.
redeemed his child and forever I.
We didn't know what we were singing. Do it again.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim.
Come on, church.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy.
Now say it.
His child and forever I am.
Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Redeemed, redeemed,
his child and forever. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Well, we're going to do something that wasn't on our schedule. It's one I meant to talk to you, Pastor Shirley, but Shelly, we're going to go ahead. Bring your family up. We want to pray and anoint this family, Shirley, and Brother Jerry, and Brother Bob, and Brother Bobby. Would you come up, please? Come on. She called and said, I want the elders, the leaders of the church, said I want them to anoint my family and pray over my family. Got a new family now. God's putting together some things. And as a church, we want to anoint them that God will lead you personally and as a family so that these children will have and be everything that God wants them to be. You want that too, don't you? You love Jesus. I love Jesus. All right, that's all we need, isn't it? Hallelujah.
To be than in your presence. And there's no greater place to go for help. Because, Lord God, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, you're bigger than that situation. And, Lord God, you know what they've been dealing with. The confusion that's come because of their attempt to reach out to ones that are in need. Lord God, right now I just place a divine enclosure. I declare, Lord God, that they're in the secret place of the Most High and they abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And Lord God, there are changes that need to be made. Even in people's lives that are not present here with us this morning. Lord God, I know that you love these little ones. And they didn't create their own situation. But you, Lord God, love them. And right now, Lord God, we believe for your power to bring them through. We thank you, Lord God, for giving Garnet and Shelly wisdom in dealing with them. And in dealing, Lord God, with other members of the family that they're trying to make things unpleasant. But Lord God, you are our hope. You are our future because you are our deliverer. And you are their deliverer right now, Lord God, as we surround them. We surround them with the love of God. We surround them with the love of this place, Lord God, to reach out to say, we love you, we're standing with you, you're going to see the victory in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you that there's nothing too big for you. Lord God, nothing and no one can ever get themselves in a mess that you can't get them out of. And I thank you, Lord God, for delivering these little ones. Name. We just take authority over the power of the enemy. The demonic influence that may have come from other sources, in the name of Jesus, we just plead the blood over these little ones. We anoint them in the name of the Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, we're going to believe that we're going to see a change beginning today. And we thank you, Lord God.
Provided. We have preschool and children, and then Miss Sherry's got the older children back there, so we've got something for everybody. But yes, wait a minute, Miss Gail.
My niece was just 18 years old, and no, her family didn't attend church, but 8 years ago when she was 10, she come home where somebody picked her up on a van and went to Bible school and come in and shared with her mama that she had been saved. Well, as soon as I got to her mama Monday night after the accident, you know, Janice knows I'm a Christian, and she said, Gail, she was never baptized. I said, honey, don't you worry about that. The Lord says you receive Jesus into your heart. She's in heaven, you know. But I was just thinking about, like, all the hard work y'all did with the Vacation Bible School this year and the cave and all the exciting stuff. If just one child gets saved, because that's, when it comes down to it, that's what her family was clinging to. That she got saved at Bible school.
Hallelujah. What did that song say? His child, and forever I am. She did all she knew to do, accepted Jesus. Amen. Oh, praise God. Well, we are so blessed.